Hey everyone, it's your boy Hunter Rivers here, and welcome back to Mental War. You know that feeling when life throws you a curveball? That gut punch of unexpected challenges that make you want to crawl under the covers and hide? We've all been there. But what if I told you that instead of letting adversity knock you down, you could actually use it as fuel to level up? Today we're diving into the incredible power of mindfulness in overcoming adversity, and trust me, this isn't your typical find your inner peace kind of talk. This is about practical strategies, real-world applications, and turning those mental hurdles into stepping stones for success. Think about it. When life hits us with a haymaker, our minds can go into overdrive. Thoughts spiral, anxieties skyrocket, and we end up reacting instead of responding. That's where mindfulness comes in. It's not about ignoring the storm. It's about learning to ride those waves with grace and clarity. Mindfulness is like that mental superpower that allows you to observe your thoughts and emotions without getting swept away by them. It's about being present in this moment, accepting what is, and choosing how you want to move forward. Here are five key takeaways that will help you harness the power of mindfulness to conquer adversity. First off, recognize the storm. Don't try to bury your head in the sand or pretend everything is fine. Acknowledge the challenges you're facing head on. Sometimes just admitting it out loud can make a world of difference. It's like taking ownership of the situation and saying, "Okay, I see what's going on, now let's figure this out." Second, practice deep breathing. When stress hits, your breath becomes shallow and rapid. Consciously slowing down your breath is an instant reset button for your nervous system. Take a few deep inhales through your nose, hold for a count of four, and exhale slowly through your mouth. Repeat several times, and feel the tension melt away. Think of it as training your mind to calm down on demand, like a mental muscle you can flex whenever you need it. Third, focus on the present moment. It's so easy to get caught up in past regrets or future anxieties, but mindfulness is all about anchoring yourself in the now. What do you see, hear, smell, taste, and feel right now? Engage your senses and bring your attention back to the present experience. Remember, you can only truly control what's happening right here, right now. Fourth, cultivate self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, especially during tough times. Treat yourself with the same understanding and care that you would offer a good friend going through a similar struggle. Remember, everyone makes mistakes, faces setbacks, and experiences pain. It's part of the human experience. Lastly, find your anchor. This could be anything that brings you peace and stability. Meditation, journaling, spending time in nature, listening to music, or connecting with loved ones. Whatever it is, make it a regular practice and use it as your sanctuary when life gets overwhelming. Think of it as your mental toolbox. The place where you go to recharge and gather strength. Let's talk about a real-world example. Imagine you're giving an important presentation at work. You know the material inside and out, but suddenly your heart starts racing, your palms get sweaty, and self-doubt creeps in. That's when mindfulness can really shine. Take a few deep breaths, focus on the feeling of your feet on the ground, remind yourself that you've prepared well, and visualize success. By grounding yourself in the present moment and practicing self-compassion, you can turn those nerves into focused energy and deliver an amazing presentation. So there you have it, folks. The power of mindfulness isn't about becoming a Zen master overnight. It's about incorporating these simple yet powerful practices into your daily life to navigate adversity with greater resilience and grace. Remember, challenges are inevitable, but how we respond to them defines who we become. Take what resonated with you today, practice it, and watch as your mental game elevates. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from these insights. and if you want to join the conversation, head over to our social media channels, link in the show notes. Until next time, keep pushing those mental boundaries, and remember, you are capable of achieving anything you set your mind to.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.